From the Grosvenor Valley of Wyoming to a Walmart parking lot in Logan, Utah, environmental journalist Ben Goldfarb traveled to all kinds of places for his new book, Eager, The Surprising Secret Life of Beavers and Why They Matter. Goldfarb says beavers have superpowers. In fact, he calls them ecological and hydrological Swiss Army knives. And in the right circumstances, Goldfarb says they can tackle all kinds of problems that plague the West. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullins spoke with the author ahead of his visit to Teton County Library.
As a fly fisherman, you know, I know that I'm guilty of this. When I picture a stream, a healthy aquatic ecosystem, you know, I think of something flowing fast and straight, you know, trickling over a gravel or a cobble bed. You know, it's a stream that's so narrow and shallow that you could jump or wade right across it. And, you know, certainly there are streams that did look like that historically, but there are also many streams that were historically influenced by beaver. You know, beavers, of course, create a very different sort of landscape. You know, they build dams, create ponds and wetlands. Beaver-influenced streams are, of course, they're sluggish, they're swampy, they're full of sediment and decaying organic matter. There are dead and dying trees everywhere. You know, they're not really you know, the kind of thing that you would see, you know, in Field and Stream or an Orvis catalog or something. But of course, those kinds of beaver impacted streams are in all kinds of critical ways healthier. You know, they're storing water for late in the season. They're creating great fish and wildlife habitat. They're serving as fire breaks. So those kinds of beaver influenced ecosystems may not be exactly what we picture when we think of a beautiful mountain stream, but they're critical for ecosystems and landscapes.
So in your book, you talk about beaver believers. You're one now, but you weren't always one. So I was wondering if you could tell us, you know, what is a beaver believer and how did you become one?
Sure. So a beaver believer is somebody who thinks that many of our ecological problems can be to some extent addressed through partnering with this miraculous little rodent. And, you know, my conversion to beaver believer occurred a few years ago. I was living, well, I still live in the state of Washington, and I met a beaver biologist named Kent Woodruff, who was working then for the U.S. Forest Service. And Kent has this project where they basically, he and his crew live trap nuisance beavers, so beavers that are, you know, clogging up road culverts or cutting down people's trees or flooding their fields or what have you. And they relocate those beavers to high up in the headwaters of the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest in central Washington. And it was going up there with Kent and his team, who are, you know, really gifted interpreters of landscape, and just seeing how much water these animals were capturing on this very dry central Washington landscape, seeing, you know, that these incredible beaver-created water features were so important for habitat and for late-season stream flows, that really turned me from a beaver agnostic to a true beaver believer.
And I understand that these beaver believers, they span party lines as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the really cool things about the beaver movement, you know, is that certainly there are plenty of beaver believers who are, you know, dyed-in-the-wool conservation types, you know, vegans and, you know, granola munchers. But then there are also plenty of beaver people who, you know, who are conservative farmers and ranchers, you know, who recognize that, look, if you're a member of the agricultural community, you know, your most important resource is water. And nothing creates, you know, thousands of little reservoirs quite like a beaver. So that was one of the really cool parts of working on this book, was traveling to places like Northeast Nevada and meeting these very pro-beaver ranchers who are, you know, creating fantastic water sources for their cattle and really improving forage production, too, by basically using beavers to irrigate their land. So that was really exciting, seeing the kind of the agricultural folks who are really coming around to these animals.
Beavers today face, you know, no danger of extinction. In fact, you write they're one of our most triumphant wildlife success stories. So why write a book? What's the sort of call to action in Eager?
You know, when European fur traders and trappers first arrived in North America, you know, we don't know exactly how many beavers there were, but the estimate is up to 400 million. And, you know, in these days, you know, there are maybe 10 to 15 million beavers in North America. So, you know, from one perspective, I mean, beavers are doing really well, right? There are millions of beavers. You know, they've actually recovered spectacularly from the fur trade. You know, as you said, they're one of our great success stories. They've really thrived, you know, since the end of kind of the industrial scale fur trapping era. But from another perspective, you know, they're still at a tiny fraction of their historic abundance. So to me, this book is really saying, you know, okay, yes, beavers have recovered. They're not going extinct, but we still need far, far, far more of them to solve all kinds of environmental problems. You know, of course, drought is such a huge issue in the Western United States, and beavers by, you know, keeping water in streams later in the season and turning seasonal flows into perennial ones can really be valuable there. Wildfire, of course, is a, I mean, this year is kind of the perfect, you know, example of how catastrophic wildfire can be. You know, beavers, we know, create fantastic fire breaks. They filter out pollutants. They create great habitat for all kinds of endangered and threatened species. So they're, you know, they're helping us solve all of these problems, but they can only do that if we get more of them. So how can we go from having, okay, a few million beavers, they're doing okay, to, you know, helping this animal really thrive and try to return to some of those pre-trapping levels. Thank you so much, Maggie. I appreciate the time.
That was Ben Goldfarb, author of Eager, The Surprising Secret Life of Beavers and Why They Matter. He'll give a reading and presentation at the Teton County Library Wednesday at 5 p.m.